Get ready for a big weekend in local high school football with two HCNL teams playing for a North Coast Section Championship along with one of the Mendocino County schools. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the upcoming NCS Championship games in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including a look back at the section football semi-finals, as well as some college and high school basketball, some cross-country updates, and how one local college team fared in the NCAA soccer playoffs. But first up, three local high schools will play for a North Coast Section Championship in football this weekend. In Division 5, the unbeaten Ferndale Wildcats face off against St. Vincent de Paul on Saturday night at Rancho Cotati High School in Rohnert Park, with kickoff set for 7 p.m. Earlier in the day, the Fortuna Huskies will play Bishop O'Dowd in the Division 6 decider at Moreau Catholic High School in Hayward. Kickoff for that game is set for 2 p.m. Also qualifying for an NCS Championship game are the Ukiah Wildcats, who will play El Cerrito for the Division 3 Championship at American Canyon High School on Friday night at 7. All three of the Humboldt and Mendocino County teams won their semifinals last weekend. The Wildcats, who are seeded number 2 in their bracket, broke open a close game against number 3 Salesian with a dominating fourth quarter and would win 35-7. The game was played at Coach Carlson Wildcat Field in Ferndale and was tied 7-7 late in the first half. Salesian had trouble moving the ball against a strong and physical Ferndale defense that has dominated its opponents all season long and came into the game having only given up 3 touchdowns all year. But a potent visiting aerial attack began to find its groove in the second quarter and would tie the game on a TD pass that capped a 95-yard drive. The setback, however, would prove to be just a minor one for the Wildcats, who took just 20 seconds to retake the lead on a 27-yard TD pass from quarterback Tanner Pigeon to Prescott Langer. After a scoreless third quarter, the Wildcats added 3 unanswered touchdowns in the fourth to pull away late. The Huskies also pulled away late in their semi-final at St. Bernard's on the way to winning 35-15. Senior Kavi Bolden scored a pair of touchdowns within a minute for Fortuna early in the fourth quarter, one on a 66-yard run on offense and one on a 30-yard pick six on defense, as the visitors overcame a 15-13 deficit with 22 unanswered points. The loss ends the season for the Crusaders, who closed out 10-2 and were co-champs of the Big Four along with Fortuna. The Huskies, who have won 8 of their last 9 games and are 8-4, will now play for their first NCS championship since 2018, while the Wildcats will be playing for a second NCS title in 3 years and their 15th all time. Their 14 section championships are the most ever by a public school. The Ukiah Wildcats, meanwhile, are seeded number 5 in the Division 3 tournament, and last week they knocked off number 1 Vintage 21-20 to reach the championship game. Ukiah has won a section title just once before, back in 1999. In local college basketball, meanwhile, new Cal Poly Humboldt men's head coach DJ Broom got his first win in charge of the team last weekend. The Jacks played a pair of road games in Rocklin, including a double overtime thriller. One night after they defeated Northwest Nazarene by a score of 65-64, the Jacks got the better of Jessup University 85-81 in double overtime on Saturday. With the 2 wins, the Humboldt men improved to 2-2 on the season. The Cal Poly Humboldt women were also in action over the weekend, but lost 61-54 to Biola in La Mirada and dropped to 0-3. The College of the Redwoods teams were also in action over the weekend. The CR men reached the final of the Ed Boyle Invitational Tournament in Ukiah, but lost 75-66 to Foothill in Sunday's decider. With the loss, Redwoods dropped to 5-3. The Redwoods women had a tough weekend at the Sierra Tournament, losing all 3 of their games. CR fell 81-50 to Fresno on Thursday, and followed that with a 66-59 loss to Sierra on Friday, and a 90-58 loss to San Francisco on Saturday. The CR women, who are now 4-4, will play their home opener against Marin on Saturday at noon. In local high school boys basketball, the Fortuna Huskies got their first win of the season against Potter Valley on Tuesday, winning 73-26, while the Eureka Loggers tipped off their season with a 69-56 win over Hoopa, also on Tuesday. Switching gears, the HDNL schools headed to Hayward over the weekend for the NCS Cross Country Championships, with two local runners advancing to this weekend's state championships in Fresno. Fortuna sophomore Juan Ornales placed 12th overall in the Division 4 boys race, while Eureka junior Ryder Bullman finished just one spot behind him in 13th. They will both make the trip to Fresno this weekend. HDNL champion Evan Poston of Arcata competed in the NCS Division 3 race and finished 27th overall. The Arcata boys placed 10th as a team. In girls cross-country action, two-time HDNL champion Claire Gast of Eureka finished 34th overall in the NCS Division 4 race. As a team, Fortuna led the way and finished 11th in Division 4, followed by Eureka in 12th. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, the Cal Poly Humboldt women's memorable season on the soccer fields came to an end in the opening round of the NCAA Division II West Region Tournament. The Lumberjacks qualified for the NCAA playoffs after a thrilling run through the California Collegiate Athletic Association Tournament that saw them crowned tourney champs. But they would lose 1-0 in a rematch with defending national champs Cal Poly Pomona in the opening round of the NCAA Tournament last weekend. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.